This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is Open for Business. I'm Christine Wong. I have Lee Tung and Kelvin Kwek, two of the five co-founders of data-driven food ordering platform Elements, on the line to discuss how they got started in the online food ordering world and how they've been approaching the challenges thrust upon them by the pandemic.
Yes, this is Kelvin Kwek. I'm one of the founders of Elements.my, which is a food ordering platform and also the food solutions for F&B businesses.
I'm Lee, the co-founder of Elements, and Elements is actually, like what Kelvin said, and we're actually looking forward to actually help and revamp the whole F&B industry with our solutions.
Fantastic. Now, can you guys describe a little bit how Elements or Elements came about?
Oh, yeah. We have this idea initiated in very early 2018, whereby there were no such solutions offered in the market that time. So what triggered the idea was we were facing issues and problems when we were trying to order food in kopitiam, mama stores, or cafe and all this. Problems such as communication with vectors, wrong food delivered to our dining tables, even with orders that provided in some of the well-known kopitiam. Those the same problem happens. Yeah. So further to that, we had to shout around to get the vectors to serve us, to take our order from. It spoiled the dining mood, when we couldn't get one to take our orders correctly. So after a long period of shouting around. So that's the problem statement to trigger this idea.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, so that time was just to come out a solution to help all these F&B partners and merchants to minimize all these problem, communication problems, order problem, mistake with orders and all this stuff. Four of us are basically come from the same company, so we always sit in the cafes to explore ideas, what sort of idea we can revamp certain industry, because we were in a tech space whereby we have been helping a lot of big corporates to build solutions whereby we are a strong believer in mobile and cloud solutions. So we believe that with these two technologies can revamp most of the industries, like Grab, revamp into the taxi industry, for example. So we have been thinking and talking about all these ideas. So one of the solutions came out when we have having our meal in a kopitiam, that we have to come out and solve this problem for the F&B merchants.
And Lee, can you give me a little bit of an insight into what everyone's role is?
Yeah, sure. For Kelvin, he's a very experienced in managing tech solutions, companies and portfolios. So, we have another two co-founders, which is Jason and Rex. So they are actually in the programming space, and they are very experienced front-end and back-end programmers. So Jason is the CTO, and Rex is actually the front-end lead for the whole solutions, for the whole Elements. So Manik-wise, he's actually a very experienced project manager, which are actually in charge of all the management of accounts in Elements.
And how about you?
Oh, yeah. Okay, I myself, I have a background in food science and nutrition, and I've started off in the F&B industry from retail until the manufacturing of food ingredients and even the food processing factories. So I can say from top to bottom, I've done it all. And the next step that I think of is actually tech. So that's where I come into this picture.
Right. So across all the co-founders, there is a sort of shared amount of experience in food and tech and also managing, if not entrepreneurship, immediately, right? That's really interesting. Now, many companies who have multiple co-founders, they maybe have two or three co-founders, and that's already a very interesting dynamic. What was it like starting the company with a bigger team than most?
Okay, I'll start with this. So we get a lot of questions similar like this, but actually five co-founders help us to start this company with a more stable and more easier to manage team, which means that we actually start just with just the five of us. So the whole Elements will able to scale starting starting from a very beginning, a simple MVP product with just the five of us, and with the vast and different experience, we were able to actually hold on to different positions and make sure that everything went smoothly until we are big enough to actually hire full-time workers in.
So I think the key DNA that we have as a startup, so we have always the mindset of technopreneurs. So we run this company as a startup. So everyone, the founders, whoever joined this team, so have always this entrepreneurship mindset. So we take things by ownership, you know, everything by own initiative to get things done. So we don't care whether this is our job, this is not our job. There's no so much of a differentiation. So the mindset is to have to keep the organization lead and also to have this entrepreneurship mindset.
Fantastic. All right. Kelvin, can you tell me how Elements or Elements works?
So like I say, so we are basically very much a B2B2C kind of a business. So what we do is very focused or very much on merchant-centric. We don't call them merchants, but our partners. So we try to give them solutions to overcome the problem statement that we have said just now. So basically, most of the F&B merchants previously, they have all these operation issues, you know, dealing with the staff, waitress, dealing with the customers. So there are many gaps, you know, from the merchants to the customers. So we try to fill up all these gaps with the technologies that we provided to them. So initially, of course, with ordering platform that's sitting in the table, for example, QR ordering. Okay, for example, a solutions, a loyalty program for them to bridge the gap between the customers and the merchants. So that they know who are these customers, when are they coming, what sort of favorite foods they have orders before. So, of course, due to pandemic and MCO, so of course this has become a big problem whereby they could not deliver the food to their customer whereby they are locked down at their home.
Mm-hmm.
So we took us about a month time to have this delivery modules, basically to enable these merchants to have this delivery services to their customers.
Fantastic. Yeah. And I also understand that you have your own point of sale system, your own cloud point of sale system. Lee, could you explain a little bit about that?
Yeah, sure. We actually developed our point of sale system end of 2019. So we are one of the very young POS system in the market. So we get a lot of questions from a lot of people. Why are you entering this competitive space? We decide to enter this actually because we see there's a very big gap. We have a lot of point of sale system in the market, but there's very, very less point of sale system that's actually integrated to different services to actually automate and help to streamline the whole operation flow. So for example, our POS system actually is integrated to GrabFood, whereas when the GrabFood order comes in, usually you have to key in the POS system through a staff. So it's manually entering into the system. So imagine during peak hours when you have 20 or 30 orders coming in at within 5 minutes. So it will actually drastically delay the whole process of food preparation. And that's when you see there's a lot of Grab riders waiting outside and getting frustrated.
Mm-hmm.
So with our integrated solutions, everything will be directly linked to the system, will be directly printed out or shown in the kitchen, for the kitchen or bar to prepare. So this actually saves 70% of the time during peak hours for especially those delivery heavy restaurants. And other than this, we actually link to different partners in the ecosystem to actually help automate the whole process, to digitalize the whole process as well for the merchants to actually better manage their business. For example, accounting systems, purchasing systems, central kitchen systems, and business and intelligent tools as well.
I see. Fantastic. And you also have Elements Points. Kelvin, could you tell me a little bit about that?
Yeah, like I said just now, so of course the loyalty system that we have built initially was just a very simple, for example, you buy 10, you free 2 kind of concept. And also eventually we evolved the system so that it can basically issue points and also you can issue the member card to have a 10% discount or 20% discount. So of course, all these are the feedback from our partners, our merchants, that they want to run the business in the way that they are familiar with. So that's why we basically enrich the system so that the loyalty program can cover different what's called portfolios of our merchants.
Fantastic. All right. We're going to take a short break, but after that, I will continue speaking to Lee Tung and Calvin Kwek, the co-founders, well, some of the co-founders of Elements, all about how they were affected by the pandemic and their general take on the industry. Do stay tuned to Open for Business here on BFM 89.9.
Build fortunes modestly. BFM 89.9.
You are listening to Open for Business. I'm Christine Wong, and today I have Lee Tung and Calvin Kwek, two of the many co-founders of Elements, or Aliments. I do understand that it's a French word, is that right?
Yeah.
So like Lee Tung says, so this Aliments is basically is a French word. So we don't spell it Elements, so we spell it Aliments, not to be exact. So in French word, this is food.
Yeah, but of course, in Malaysia, we all pronounce it as aliments because it's hard to always, correct people when they pronounce it aliments to aliments.
Yeah, so, absolutely.
We just let it flow.
Sure.
And, I think that's one of the, and another actually one small thing that aliments actually help us to be a little bit of a get advantage in the industry is start with an A. So when you align all the same competitors in alphabetical order, we are on the top.
Right. That's a nice little side effect there of the French name, I suppose. Right. So, of course, we can't let you guys get away without discussing the effect of the pandemic, of course. I know you touched on it a little bit before the break, but tell me a little bit, maybe we'll start with Calvin here, about how Elements was affected during the pandemic.
Definitely there's a impact on the on Aliments from this pandemic. I would say so there are more positive than negative impact on us. So as you can see, our sales, our transaction through the platform has increased more than 10 times before pandemics. Yeah. So of course there are some negative impact on us whereby we cannot see the customers, we cannot face to face have a communication with all these partners. There's some setback, but anyhow, I would say pandemic has changed some certain consumer behavior, even the merchants' behavior. They start to adopt all these cashless transactions, start to accept all these without face to face kind of meetings, and then due to this MCO, they can accept. We can do virtuals kind of training to them. All these things are basically help. As a service providers, okay, to provide the service without much of hassling, to provide our services to them.
Mm. And Lee, I think Calvin covered more the consumer element of that. How about your clients that you work with as well? How are they affected and how did you help them out?
So during the pandemic, a lot of plans of merchants that actually they've been planning to roll out, expanding their stores, opening new outlets. Actually, most, I think, I can say more than 80% of them has on hold this expansion plan or even canceled some of their openings due to this pandemic. We are actually helping them to increase or at least maintain their previous sales at more than 50% to get them to stay afloat or even to maintain their existing workforce to not to actually fire anyone.
Mm.
With all our means. So so other than this, we are actually also helping merchants out there to actually have a better choice for them to digitize or even automate their workflow or process to cut down their costs or even their time. As you know, maybe some of them have no choice to actually to cut down some of their workforce. So a lot of the owners have to go in and do hands-on their own.
You've also put in the Prime loyalty program as well, I believe. Is that still going on throughout the pandemic and how is that helping businesses as well?
Yep. Prime was the very first initiative we have come up with for the loyalty program. So whereby we enable a lot of these beverage company to offer, for example, 10 by 10 cups, free 2 cups. So it's basically it's a bundle. So whereby you digitally, we can record and track all these orders. So to reduce a lot of fraud cases that may happen in front of all these power sales, yeah, because no cash transactions and all these are basically digitally tracked. trackables.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, so it's a pretty welcome features and function for a lot of beverage company, for example, like coffee's merchants. Okay, so they can basically have upfront cash flows and by collecting 10, 20 cups of coffees upfront, and then all these consumers can collect their coffees every day, every mornings. Yeah, by just a very fast kind of a process. For example, they can order when they're in the bus or in the train. They can order 5 minutes before arriving the coffee shop, and mm-hmm. then they can walk by and just collect and go.
Right. And Lee, seeing as some restrictions are slowly lifting, hopefully that will continue to stay in place. But seeing as that is happening slowly and, for a lot of Malaysian states, dine-in is slowly becoming an option for fully vaccinated people as well. How is the company responding to that? What is the hope there for you guys?
Okay, this is actually a good thing for most of the merchants, as more than 80% of their revenue actually comes from dine-in. So we put the risk aside. We are seeing a lot of merchants opening up, and actually most of them are even looking into contactless ordering, even for dine-in. So we are actually helping a lot of them with our dine-in QR ordering, where they can actually cut off the contact with consumers to get ready for dine-in and try to get as much revenue in as they can.
Mm, fantastic. All right, great. Well, my last question for both of you is what are the plans for the future as well? Kelvin, let's start with you. What are some things that we can look forward to in the future for Alimons?
Yep. To date, we are still a profit-making kind of a company. So anyhow, we are reinvesting our earning into expanding some merchant base and member base in Malaysia locally, and to strengthen basically our presence locally. At the same time, we are also expanding regionally in the Southeast Asia regions, which is our ultimate target markets. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And Lee, anything to add there?
We are always focused on helping the industry, which means that we are always developing new features, one step ahead of the market, to actually help our merchants, especially Malaysians, F&Bs, to actually stand out to the world. We are even helping some of the brands in their expansion throughout regional in Southeast Asia. So, of course, we are looking at some other markets right now. And we are also building some features, especially features that will help our community to give back to the users as well. So we try to build an ecosystem whereby it's sustainable for everyone inside without hurting anyone's pocket.
Fantastic. All right. Well, thank you so much to both Lee and Kelvin for speaking to me today all about Alimons or Alimons.
Thanks, Christine.
Thanks a lot.
This is Open for Business. I'm Christine Wong. I've been speaking to Lee Tung and Kelvin Kwek, some of the co-founders of Alimons, the data-driven food ordering platform. You've been listening to Open for Business here on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.